Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Used to, just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup Holder, brought to you by Carvana, proud sponsors of the World Cup Holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA, not a real product, for parody and fair use purposes only.
The Bert Show.
So, Jen here has been struggling with smoking like a bunch of you guys. I'm watching my wife go through the same struggle every single day that Jen is, and she decided to try something a little bit different here.
Yeah, I went to go see a hypnotist yesterday, and we've had him on the show before. His name's Sean Wheeler. His company's called Pure Hypnosis. And I just knew I needed something to sort of jumpstart the process. Smoking was something that's disgusting. It's a terrible habit. It's unhealthy. It's all of those things that I hate about it, but the addiction to it is the part that makes you love it. So it's this love-hate relationship with it, but I just don't want it in my life anymore. It's just this, it's the one part of my life that I feel like is really, really negative. And I don't think I'm a negative person. I think I'm a really optimistic person. I'm healthy. I eat healthy. I work out. It's the one part of my life that doesn't really fit with who I am or the image of who I think I am. And so I really wanted to get rid of it and went yesterday and was able to sit down with Sean. And sort of the way that it goes is that you sit down and you talk for a while. It's kind of like an interview process, you know? And you talk about the habit and you talk about what, you know, the thing, activities in your life you attach it to. And it's kind of like this exploratory reason of like why you want to quit. And I would say if somebody wants to try it, you really have to want to do it.
And did you go ahead? Haven't you always wanted to quit when you've quit before? Like, why is now different?
And how do you
recognize a difference?
When it comes from inside of you. Sometimes people want to quit for other people. You know, a guy's got a new wife who hates it. Or like if Stacey wanted to quit because you hate it so mm-hmm. much, but she didn't really want to, like in her heart, like inside of herself, then it would never work. If you're just doing it because you think you should, or for whatever reason, your heart and soul isn't into it, like I am really ready this time, then I don't think it's going to work because it still takes a lot to get through the first initial couple of weeks of cravings and withdrawals and all that kind of stuff. But I think hypnosis is what sort of helps you change your mind about it. And that's what I really learned yesterday. I was fascinated. I had no idea what I was going in for, but it really changed my mind about things. So we sat there and he interviewed me about all the reasons why I smoke or why I hate it or all of these different things. And then
how long did that interview process take?
That was probably the first maybe 45 minutes or so. We talked about that. We talked about the reasons why I didn't want to anymore. We talked about all of the habitual things that you attach it to, whether it's driving in the car or coffee or after a meal or out with drinks with friends or...
Are you just sitting at a table? Or are you lying down? Are
is
you
this like a
together?
Clinical or? Setting or is it more of a...
No. It's like a cozy living room setting. It's not like you're in a spa or something.
That's okay. Where I feel like I'm at right now.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you were doing that or if I was having a stroke.
I was beatboxing.
So I just
got like a wave of incense.
But it's also not like an office either. So it's kind of like, okay. It's like kind of halfway in between. And no, I was sitting in the recliner that I was going to eventually lay back in and put my feet up in.
Yeah.
But I was sitting up and we were just sitting and talking just like we are right now.
Okay.
And so he uses some of those things that he learns about you, like in that interview process, as a way to help you change your mind. And then we went in and did some visualization practices, and I'm not really sure how I can even explain those, except that you visualize yourself without the habit and how you want to look and how you want to feel and those things afterwards. And he helps you do some picture in your mind things, which were really cool, and I had never done those before. And then it goes into the whole hypnosis thing. And so, just so you know, I was conscious the whole time.
What's the picture in the mind thing?
It's visualizing really your best self without smoking. And being able to change the picture in your mind from what it is now to what it is then.
So is it you sitting at like a bar while your other friends are smoking and you vision yourself not smoking?
It was visualizing the picture in your mind of you lighting up a cigarette. What it looks like when you look down and there's one in your fingers and you have the lighter. You know, and it's looking at that, and then it's... He does this really cool exercise, and he could explain it a lot better than I can what it was. But you switch that with the picture in your mind that is what you want it to be.
Which is you.
Not with one.
Which is you without one, looking healthier. Okay. You build it all. He helps you build that whatever that picture is in your mind.
So you're in shape. Cool. You look better than you ever have.
Taller. You feel good. It's like imagine somebody took a picture of you at your very best self. It's a picture that the best photographer you've ever met in your whole life took of you, and you would want to show that to everybody you know.
Okay. Was I in that picture?
Actually, no.
Imagine that, yeah. Mm.
I don't get it.
Not at all.
That guy's a hack.
So a couple different things like that, and then we went into the hypnosis session, and I will say I was conscious the whole time. I knew what was going on the whole time, but I slipped into a very, very deep relaxation state to the point where I felt like my body was like a sack of potatoes, like really, really heavy. Almost numb, like where I couldn't feel it anymore. And it's almost like my body didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Did it freak you out?
No.
Because I would think that feeling would freak me out.
That's the thing about hypnosis is you know what's going on and you're not afraid of it.
Not at all.
Really?
You're so relaxed by that point. I don't think you could freak out.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of breathing and you're it's just sending you into major relaxation mode and really, really internal. So
like when you wake up from it, at least when I woke up from it, it felt like I had slept for 24 hours. It felt fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't need a nap yesterday. Yeah, it was like a really deep form of meditation. And you guys know I do a lot of like yoga and meditation, that kind of stuff. So I was really open to going there. So I think I went there pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And here's a little clip. This is Sean Wheeler from Pure Hypnosis and the beginning part where he
should
helps
we warn
you
people? I don't mean to interrupt, but
to
should
relax.
We warn people like who are listening? Is
yeah,
it going to affect
them at all?
Don't
close your eyes if you're driving.
I don't think it can happen in 15 seconds.
I don't think it can happen that fast. I mean, my entire session was 2 hours.
Right.
So these are just little parts of it. But you're right. It is. His voice is very relaxing. Mm-hmm. You'll get sort of like a peek into what I went through. But imagine like... In this, how long is this next clip?
This is 15 seconds long.
Oh, no.
Like,
see.
Think of this for like an hour, okay?
And you can be aware of any feelings you have in your left hand. And you don't have to move a muscle. Just notice how your left hand feels.
I'm done.
And then you can just as easily be aware of your right hand. Notice how it feels.
So these are some of the things that takes you into that relaxation state. Here's another example of that.
All right, this one's a little longer, so be careful, people.
Yeah.
This is 36
shake it
seconds.
Off. Everybody, shake it off. Shake your arms.
Wake up.
You're doing very well, responding beautifully to all these suggestions. You'll notice that you're very deeply relaxed and you haven't needed a drug or a drink or a cigarette or anything else to do that. Simply by focusing your attention in this certain way, you allow your body to be so deeply relaxed, you can feel like a rag doll, like a puppet with the strings detached, as though you're stuck, glued to the surface that you're resting on. You know that you could move if you wanted to, it just feels better not to.
True.
So you continue to breathe slowly, your heart beating even more slowly than it was before.
I remember my dude saying that over and over and over again, like, you can move if you want to, but you just don't want to.
It just
and they
feels
repeat
better
that over and over and over again. Yeah,
it really does. And then you kind of, you're kind of slipping between your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's sort of what helps you make the switch and change your behaviors. And by the way, he does this for a lot of things. He was telling me about a woman he helped with curing the fear of flying through hypnosis. He did another woman who used to drink 8 to 12 Mountain Dews a day.
Oh,
and
Lord.
She drank that many for 9 years.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I've seen it.
And he left, and she left hypnosis and never had another Mountain Dew again. I mean, crazy. Like, people have all kinds of stuff. Somebody for nail biting. Like, you know, lots of people for smoking. Like, all kinds of different things because it's, you know, any sort of habit like that is a big mind and I want to use a bad word, mind cluster.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all in your head. The physical habit of it is gone very quickly.
We got a couple of calls.
It's in your head.
When he was in studio for women that have never enjoyed being intimate as much as some other women have.
Yes.
And they wanted to know if he could help them in that area. And we got a couple of emails about it, and he absolutely is going to take them on.
Yeah, awesome. And he can do weight loss. I mean, you name it, all kinds of things, because it's all in our heads. Anyway, and I really buy into all that stuff and really realize, you know, think that it really is in your mind a lot, too. So, okay.
Did you ever feel out of control during the whole process?
Never. I knew I could open my eyes and sit up and move, and I was listening, and you sort of fade into like dreamy land. Like, you know how your thoughts will just kind of like spin out of control if you're like laying still enough, like when you're getting a massage, and then you become conscious of your thoughts again and you think, God, how did I get there?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're so far away from where your mind first started wandering. I did that a couple of times, but at the same time, I was always listening to what he was saying. So he puts you in the relaxation state, and then it's the suggestions about stopping the habit and starting a new life.
Realizing how absurd it would be to give a cigarette to a small child, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and to realize that you were once a child, and in all reality, you're still the same person, still looking out through the same eyes. Your body's bigger, but you're still just as worthy and deserving of health and life as your own child one day will be.
Yeah, wow. And we talked about children and how I would like to have children and be healthy and be a really like great mom and a great role model for my kids. And smoking doesn't factor into that equation at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's just zero part of that. So we talked about that, and I think that that's where that came from. So the interview process comes up in your hypnosis. So if it's a completely different motivation for you, that will come up in your hypnosis. Okay. I think, were those both the suggestions?
No, we haven't done the second
one
suggestion
more.
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Just let it all go. And you find yourself feeling lighter.
I want to.
Freer. Like the chains are off. Released. From that old bondage, from this old habit. Now free to move forward, comfortably, relaxed, peaceful, healthy.
And he's lying next to you.
And you will not
this
replace this habit with anything else. You're not going to replace it by eating more or doing anything else that's destructive. In fact, you're going to continue to eat healthy, nutritious foods in just the right amounts. In fact, because you're breathing easier and you have more energy, you're going to exercise more. You'll have more endurance, more stamina, and more of a desire to move your body.
So those were some of the, I mean, and like I said, this was like an hour long process of the hypnosis part of it. And then at the end of it, like very easily, he talks you right out of the hypnosis. And I really did feel lighter and I felt better. And I felt like because of that intense, like sort of, you know, breathing and, you know, and that deep relaxation, I felt so well rested. Like you said, Bert, when you had that experience, like I felt like I had just slept for like 12 hours and had like the best night's sleep ever.
I need to get hypnotized every day to feel like
it. I know.
I was going to say,
I need him here at
10
a.m. every morning.
Nap time.
All right, so this is the end of your session. This is when he's bringing you down out of it now?
Yes.
So you take a deep breath or two or three, and with each breath, you awaken more fully. And in fact, by the time you've exhaled the third deep breath, I want you to imagine that you splash a little bit of cool, clear spring water on your eyes and in your face. And at just the right moment, you'll allow those eyelids to open. And when they do, wide awake, refreshed and relaxed, and feeling good. Welcome back. And if you'd like to do so, you can stretch.
And I did.
And did you feel like you?
No, I mean, it's a slow process. It's not like you like boom snap out of it or something like that. It's like, you know, you're always conscious of what's going on, but you sort of slip back and forth from that.
Did he do one of those things? Like if one of us uses the word domino, then you get on the ground and cluck like a chicken?
We made jokes about that, but that's not it. I mean, that's not what he does.
Domino!
Didn't work.
I'm sorry.
So afterwards, when you thought about lighting up, like, I don't know, last night after you ate dinner, when you would normally have one? Did you change your routine at all?
She chain smoked on the way home. Woo, that's stressful.
Actually, that's one thing you have to do is they ask you before the appointment, you get rid of all of your cigarettes, you get rid of your lighters, your ashtrays. You have to get rid of all of the materials and everything. So I actually had a cigarette before I walked into his office.
This is it, one last one.
Standing outside, and I handed him my pack and my lighter and said, I have to give these to you because I don't trust myself with them. It was like, you know, like
goodbye, old friend.
A heroin addict being like, here, take it. And so gave it to him. And then I really felt great afterwards. I didn't have cravings until like hours and hours later, which typically it would have been right away. Mm-hmm. And then when I did, I just kind of took a deep breath. Like had I made sure I drank a lot of water last night, like sips of water. And I haven't had one since.
So would you normally like have a cigarette in the car on the way here in the morning?
Yes.
And today, did you have the urge for that?
Nope.
Really?
Awesome. Good.
That's
okay.
Great. And last night I have to be honest, I definitely thought about it. But they say a craving lasts for 10 seconds. So you just breathe deep for 10 seconds, have a sip of water, and then you'll start thinking about something else. You don't even have to try to start thinking about something else. You just will.
I think it's routine also. I mean, you're breaking a routine, and that's normally what you would do. So it seems weird that your routine just isn't the same.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
Domino.
Yeah,
good for you.
Domino.
Awesome.
You really, you confidently can say that you're not smoking anymore.
I can confidently say I'm not going to smoke anymore.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Domino.
Good.
Domino.
Quack, quack.
So now, this guy, I think Sean has said before that you can go back as many times as you want, right?
I do have a follow-up appointment in 2 weeks, and so we follow up, see how it's been going, and we may do another shorter hypnosis session, which the whole time I was there yesterday was about 2 hours, and then the follow-up would just be about an hour.
All right, so if you want his information, I mean, if it may work as well for you as it has Jen, at least in the first 12 hours.
Yeah, in the first 12 hours, it's been good. And I will be honest about how it feels in the next couple of weeks. I know a lot of people who smoke are really ready to kick it, but I understand how hard it is too. So I'll let you know that I don't think it's going to be easy for the first 2 weeks. I don't think it's like the switch a button or flip a switch and it's the end-all, cure-all, like taking a pill or something. You've got to want to do it. But it definitely changed my mind about wanting to do it.
Get it. The Burt Show.